Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In a Christian wedding ceremony, the officiant's presence matters, not because the officiant is the center, not because the officiant is performing, not because the ceremony depends on personal charisma. The officiant's presence matters because this is a holy public moment. A bride and groom are standing before God, witnesses, family, church, and community to enter Christian marriage as one woman and one man before the Lord. The wedding minister helps hold the moment. That means your body, voice, eyes, posture, pace, face, and spiritual steadiness all communicate something. You are not just reading words, you are leading a covenant moment. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. Their bodies, emotions, histories, families, hopes, fears, and vows are all present in that moment. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. They are not props in a romantic scene. They are entering covenant life before God. Your presence should help them feel the seriousness and beauty of that moment. A distracted officiant weakens trust. A rushed officiant creates anxiety. A joking officiant may accidentally cheapen the covenant. A nervous officiant who has not practiced may make the couple feel unprotected. A dominating officiant may make the ceremony about himself or herself. But a prayerful, prepared, calm officiant helps the ceremony breathe. Ministry Sciences reminds us that ministry is not only content. It includes timing, trust, environment, nonverbal communication, emotional regulation, and the way people experience care in real settings. The Bible gives the truth. Ministry Sciences helps us notice how that truth is carried through human presence. Think of a simple example. The bride is nervous. The groom is emotional. The family has been tense all week. The photographer is moving around. The guests are waiting. The music fades. In that moment, the officiant looks at the couple, smiles gently, waits 2 seconds, and begins with calm confidence. That pause is ministry. That smile is ministry. That steady voice is ministry. The officiant is saying, without words, this moment is safe. This moment is sacred. We are here before God. Presence also includes spiritual authority, not harsh authority, not control, not performance. Christian authority is servant-hearted clarity under Christ. You are there to guide the ceremony, not entertain the crowd. You are there to bless the couple, not impress the guests. You are there to point to Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. This is especially important for chaplains. A chaplain wedding ceremony may be brief, but it must never be careless. In a hospital room, hospice setting, military setting, elder care facility, or correctional setting, the officiant's calm presence may carry even more weight than the length of the ceremony. Life coach ministers and romance officiants also need this wisdom. Helping a couple prepare vows or clarify their ceremony story is not merely a writing task. It is formation. It asks, what kind of covenant expectations are being spoken into this marriage? So practice your words. Prepare your body, pray before you lead, stand with humility, let your face communicate warmth, let your pace create peace, let your presence serve covenant. A Christian wedding officiant does not merely personalize a ceremony. The officiant helps the bride and groom publicly enter covenant life before God with truth, beauty, dignity, and grace.